Hard to believe, but the NFL draft is tomorrow, Thursday night. Oh, man, it has been a while, but yes, the draft is finally here. And after that 30-minute breakdown of the Buccaneers yesterday, I'm going to go ahead and keep the Lions podcast short today because, really, there are some scenarios with the Lions, but I think we'd be hard-pressed to see the Lions going anywhere other than in Ndamukong Suh. We'll try and give you some options that the Lions might have here with the second overall pick. And I think the main option holds true with Albert Haynesworth and the continued rumors of Albert Haynesworth with the Lions and with the Tennessee Titans. You know, if Albert Haynesworth is traded to the Lions after already getting Corey Williams, the Lions won't be in the market for another defensive tackle. It wouldn't make sense to draft Sue at that point. So really the only scenario I can see where the Lions aren't taking Ndamukong Suh would be if they got Albert Haynesworth. And if that were the case and that were to happen, Russell Okung would then be the second overall pick as an offensive tackle. They get their defensive tackle in Albert Haynesworth. And even though the Lions fans might not be happy with the move at first, I think you'd have to be happy with the move after you sit back and think about it. I know that the entire Detroit area is excited about Ndamukong Suh. They feel they're getting Suh. I know that there was an event for season ticket holders last week to which Jim Schwartz, the Lions coach, talked to the fans. And while he was talking to them, chants of Suh went out across the crowd. And he hinted that the Lions were going to draft Suh. It makes sense. Anyone you talk to from Detroit that has ties to the team thinks Ndamukong Suh is the pick. And he would be a great fit for the Lions. Jim Schwartz's defense needs that big, nasty, strong defensive tackle in the middle that can play multiple gaps. They don't need Gerald McCoy. They need a defensive tackle like Suh, who is strong, who can hold up a blocker and be able to attack two gaps at one time. Gerald McCoy is a one-gap defensive tackle. Suh is as good a fit for the Lions as McCoy is for the Buccaneers. The only way Suh is not the pick for the Lions is if Albert Haynesworth is traded to the Lions with this second overall pick. Now, looking later in the draft, the Lions, I think, do want a running back, do need a cornerback. In my latest mock draft, my final mock draft, I actually have them taking Javid Best at the top of the second round. Possible they wait for a running back later on, absolutely. But Javid Best gives them more playmaking ability on the offensive side of the ball. And although Best isn't as fast as Chris Johnson, remember, Jim Schwartz coming from Tennessee had that weapon as a running back in Chris Johnson. And maybe he'll view Javid Best as his type of Chris Johnson. And listen, Best has enough speed, trust me, and enough elusiveness to be a hell of a playmaker on the offensive side of the ball. So running back, cornerback can be addressed as well. If you do see Kareem Jackson or Devin McCourty, one of those guys fall to the top of the second round, the Lions could be quick to snatch them up. A defensive end is possible. They do have Cliff Avril, who I think they still like. They brought in Kyle VandenBosch, but a defensive end is definitely a possibility, even as high as the top of the second round, Everson Griffin or Carlos Dunlap, or they could wait and take a defensive end like a Brandon Lang a little longer. And also, listen, offensive line, left tackle, offensive guard are possibilities, but if they pass on an offensive lineman here with the second overall pick, I don't know if I see them reaching an offensive lineman in the second round. All of a sudden, maybe you're just looking for depth a little later on. They did get Rob Sims. They still have Jeff Backus, who is a very serviceable left tackle. I think when people talk about the Lions need a franchise left tackle, well, Backus has been playing for quite a while, but it's not because he's a bad football player that they need to draft a left tackle. It's because he's getting a little up there in age, and I guess they want insurance for their investment that they had last year in Matthew Stafford. But for me, the pick will be Ndamukong Suh second, and then either a corner or a running back in the second round. And after that, like I always say, listen, after the second round, it's a crapshoot. You never know who's gonna go higher, who's gonna fall. Crazy things. Always expect the unexpected in the NFL draft. 32 days, 32 teams. It's 32 days of the NFL draft, and we're down to day one. Tomorrow is D-Day. Draft day. You can hear me filling in for Jim Rome on Thursday, 12 to 3. My coverage for the draft will start at 9 o'clock tomorrow night on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal. On Friday, I'll be in for the big dog Steve Dumick from 3 to 6:30. And then a half hour off. I'll be on at 7 o'clock Friday night, 7 till the end of the third round on 1250 Wins WHNZ. Now, listen, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. 1250 signal, not as strong as 620s, especially at nighttime. If you're going out on a Friday night, listen, I don't expect you to go sit in your car and listen to the entire draft. But if you're at home, maybe a better option for you than turning the radio on, go to WHNZ.com. WHNZ.com on your radio. You can stream it live. No interruptions. No worry about signal strength. You can hear it all right there. I'm going to break it all down for you. And to me, once again, I think the most important night or most important day of the draft for the Buccaneers will be day two, Friday night. Three picks overall. Two in the second round. We'll see if the Bucs do trade up back into the first round. But as of right now, without any trades being made, Friday night will be the most important night for the Buccaneers' future. So you can hear that on 1250 Wins WHNZ, WHNZ.com. And then, once again, I'll be back Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the start of the fourth round. I've got you covered. Now, granted, Saturday afternoon at about 1, 2 o'clock, I'll probably fall asleep and wake up on Wednesday. But until then, it's all draft all the time. Your coverage continues right here at JoeBucksFan.com.